say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Medieval architecture of Bab al-Yaman and the old city, Sana'a. Yemenis inspect the site of airstrikes carried out by the Saudi-led coalition. The remains of a military hospital in East Sana'a. Yemenis gather around the remains after a US cluster bomb attack. While this goes on inside the hospital. A powerful blast. The detonation of an ordinary bomb. Or was it something much bigger? It was much bigger, and it fell under Operation Decisive Storm. A Saudi-led operation, officially to have entered its second year. Start date, March 2015. A vast array of military equipment and ammo being used. Bombs dropping on one of the weakest nations in the world. The US and UK providing a bulk of the military hardware. Combined, the US and the UK have sold over 10,000 of these bombs, from surface-to-air missiles to 2,000-pound bombs to laser-guided bombs. And let's not forget the banned cluster bombs, which do this.
Cluster bombs can be dropped from an aircraft. They open in midair, dispensing hundreds of submunitions or bomblets over an area roughly the size of a football field and causing immense destruction. The submunitions often fail to explode on impact and thus pose a serious threat to civilian populations, especially children.
Five members of the coalition are known to have stockpiled cluster munitions: Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, Morocco, and the United Arab Emirates. The US, the UK, and Brazil have provided them with these bombs. UK arms sales to the Saudis, the highest after the Americans. Close to £3 billion since the bombing campaign started. Thanks to UK and US intervention, Al-Qaeda now has a mini-state in Yemen, making it look like the ISIL in Iraq. The rise of Al-Qaeda in Yemen due to the Saudi-led war, from Aden along the coastline to Ash-Shir. It is no coincidence that these terrorists have expanded their activities in this region. Aden is where the so-called Saudi-backed government is, hence Al-Qaeda's support base. Militant economy. Reuters' description of the rise of Al-Qaeda. Interesting choice of words. Al-Qaeda's funds, stolen bank money, extortion, $1.4 million from Yemen's national oil company. And here's where militant economy applies. The terrorist group earns up to $2 million every day in taxes on goods and fuel coming into the port. Under the watchful eye of the so-called Saudi-backed government of Hadi and Saudi Arabia. It was Yemen versus the world. These are the grim statistics of the Saudi-led war. 9,400 civilians killed, 6 children killed or maimed daily, with 60% of the casualties caused by Saudi-led airstrikes. 21.2 million, or 4 out of 5, are in need of humanitarian assistance. 5.3 million more than before the start of the Saudi-led war. Meanwhile, 7.6 million are at risk of starvation. 14.1 million lack access to adequate health care, 600 health facilities have closed, and 63 health facilities attacked. The UN needed to react to these grim statistics, and it did. It's called the 2015 Children and Armed Conflict Report. Among other revelations, it attributed 60% of the 785 children killed and over 1,100 injured to the Saudi-led bombing coalition.
I agree with the Secretary General that undue pressure on the United Nations is unacceptable, and undue pressure was not exercised. So we have an agreement on that. He stands by the report. That's fine, as long as the conclusions are not the way they were, and the conclusions have now been changed. And if he stands by the report until further information is provided, that's up to him.
You know, I think every attack against civilians, every attack against civilian infrastructure, the Secretary General has spoken out forcefully, has condemned it, and has always called for an investigation.
And almost as soon as the report was issued, Saudi Arabia was removed from the list.
What we have seen in Yemen in the last 2 months is a substantial reduction in military operations by the coalition, because we want to move towards a political settlement. Where you see military operations is where there is a direct threat, or the threat involves ballistic missiles. But other than that, the military operations of the coalition have substantially subsided.
The UN chief confessed. He removed Saudi Arabia from the child killer list due to extortion.
My latest report on children and armed conflict has documented the harrowing situation of Yemen's children. There has been fierce reaction to my decision to temporarily remove the Saudi-led coalition countries from the report's annex. This was one of the most painful and difficult decisions I have had to make.
UN diplomats who spoke with Reuters on condition of anonymity said it was, quote unquote, real blackmail involving bullying, threats and pressure.
We did not exercise pressure or intimidation. We made our point clear. We made it firmly. We said this cannot be accepted, and we will not allow it to be accepted, to stand, because we think it is wrong. It is wrong in terms of the procedures. It is wrong in terms of the conclusions. Now, how did the Secretary General feel about that? That's up to him to evaluate.
A tidal wave of criticism ensued, blasting the UN. Perhaps the Human Rights Watch summed it up best. The UN Secretary General's office hit a new low by caving in to brazen pressure from Saudi Arabia. Yemen's children deserve better. As the UN list of shame gives way to political manipulation, it loses credibility and taints the Secretary General's legacy on human rights.
The decision to take them off is obviously, as we've said, is pending. We will review the information that they will provide, and we're waiting for them to provide us information.
The failure of all sides, that sums up this Saudi war, because the world has failed the Yemenis. But this is a calculated war, not by the Saudis, but by the Americans. The Saudis could never initiate this war if they did not have the backing of the US, who is helping with the refueling, logistics and intelligence. The Saudis wanted to show off their strength for the region, in particular Iran, which is why Israel has also supported the war. But their inability to win the war has magnified their weakness, which may eventually put itself in danger, a move which will also put their interests at risk in Syria and beyond. The failure of all sides. That sums up this Saudi war, because the world has failed the Yemenis.